So my name is Noor. I'm 22 currently. I came to Switzerland almost 2 years ago, and I have been living in Bern ever since. I left Iraq in 2019. Then I went to live in Turkey for a while. And when I left my country, I had just finished my high school education, and I earned my high school diploma from there, from a very recognized and famous international school, where I studied all my subjects, 12 of them, in English. As I arrived to Switzerland in 2019, I was trying so hard to continue my education, and my dream is to earn my law degree and specialize in international law. It's been always a passion of mine, especially human rights and international law. But unfortunately, I've always found it so difficult to attend a university because of where I come from, and also my state as a refugee. And as the days continue, I've started to realize more and more how difficult it is to enter the university, to enroll in a bachelor degree as an immigrant and as a refugee specifically. I have faced a lot of rejection from almost every single university in Switzerland, and always the same reason is the fact that in order for me to study and start a bachelor degree in Switzerland, I have to have already earned a bachelor degree in my home, which I find a bit ridiculous, because if I had a bachelor degree, why would I want another one? I didn't quite give up. I still wanted to complete my challenge and my way and my path of earning my degree, enrolling in a university like a normal student. I've come across programs that's like the Offenerhörsaal, where I could enroll as a listener. But somehow this program for me felt a bit unfair, because then I would get to go to the university and see people who are just like me, who are just as qualified as myself, but the only difference is that we're sitting at the same place and they are allowed to have more than I am just because of where they come from, which I also find a different sort of discrimination, because then the system and everybody there realizes the problem, realizes how difficult it is that such problem exists, but then they willingly choose to look away. I think somehow around the end of 2019, my mental health started to decline more and more because of the subject. As I am officially rejected from every single university in Switzerland, as I got my last rejection from the University of Fribourg. And by rejection, I don't mean applying, but I mean they wouldn't even accept me applying in the first place. And in late 2019, I think it was the moment where I was really at my deepest, and the feeling of worthlessness have started to crawl inside more and more. It ended in a suicide attempt in October 2019, which was not a very nice experience. And I had to stay in the hospital for a while and then got back out again. And this time I was more determined than ever to actually get it. Okay, so when I got out of the hospital, I started to look for alternatives as in Switzerland, because at this point I've already given up on Switzerland. I looked up a place. It's a academy that allows to do a foundation year, and then you get to do the diploma and enroll in university, but in Britain and not in Switzerland. The academy was based here in Basel, actually. But it costs a lot and it's private, and yeah. So I started to have contact with this organization or this institute, and I have enrolled for the examinations. It's called the A-level examinations, where I get to make my degree recognizable in order to enter university. But after all this process, and I'm getting my degree in January, I started to kind of lose interest in entering a university in Switzerland for all the other reasons, because something like that should not be as impossible. And if I had to seek alternative solutions that are not possible for other people in the same situation, I was only privileged to be able to do that. And that means others are not the same. Therefore, it is still wrong. And as I tried and tried and tried and tried over the past 2 years, I've always and only come to realize how many problems surrounding the society that we have about this specific issue, and nobody actually talks about that often and as much as it should be. I am fully acknowledging the important role of the institutional racism in this process. Yes, the system is not fair. The system is racist. The system is, well, it's the system. But at the same time, what I had the most resistance from was not the exact system. It was the resistance itself, which I mean the activism field. Because in such places, you would always hear the phrase, education is a privilege. But this phrase I would hear personally because I'm a refugee from Iraq, but it's not a phrase that you would necessarily hear them while praising a woman from, I don't know, the Netherlands because she just earned her degree in nuclear engineering. So these kind of stereotypes that played a huge role in my way of trying to enroll in university was always the scene of the activism that has been forming a kind of resistance, because somehow I feel like they were trying to protect the stereotypical image of a refugee woman in their brain. This is not something that I only had with education. It's also something I've had with work. A refugee woman should only be able to... Somebody, quote unquote, literally told me a refugee woman should only be finding some tables to clean and be grateful for where she is right now, especially in my situation, which is something I find quite, well, to be completely honest, devastating, because the whole experience has been nothing but dehumanizing for me, for my entire being as a woman, as a person, as a human. And I could only start to raise questions like, what are the feminist representations or the feminist institutes doing to protect, to help in this cause? How are they helping women who fled countries just because they are women to actually continue their lives here? What are the other activist organizations doing? What are the activists talking about? Why is it that every time there is a case or a movement, it has to be trendy in order to gain attention? But if it's not trendy, if it doesn't interest and it's not relevant, then it's not something that we actually talk about. Why are all the initiatives that are being launched right now and people vote for are something that is completely irrelevant to the reality that we live in? These are all questions that I often ask myself whenever I dig deeper into this field. We've tried making workshops. We've tried the normal ways. But it's actually the resistance that we got from the people who are activists more than the people who are in the system. I mean, if you do a workshop about access to education, you would have maximum 5 people attending this workshop. But if you do it about something that is trendy at the moment, then I would say you would have a pretty good audience. So now we ask myself, okay, are they interested in human rights? Or are they interested in being, making themselves feel better about supporting a case that is trendy? Questions?